Good morning, good morning. It is Monday morning, October the 28th, 2013. Welcome. I trust that you're feeling well. I feel great. Had a good night's rest and looking forward to this wonderful day and this awesome week of victory that he has given to us. How do I know it's a week of victory? Well, I'm trusting God, and I hope that you are too. He wants us to be overcomers and to walk in faith and in victory. Praise God. I trust that you had a wonderful weekend, one of doing all the things that you would like to get done, including attending a place of worship where you can, where you did get together with the saints and worship the Lord, come before him, enjoyed his presence, his corporate presence, and heard a word that did in fact encourage your heart. Now, that was true for myself, and I'm sure that was true for some of you. So for that, that experience, we do praise him and thank him. And so today we are up, and his mercies are brand new today, isn't it? And it's a brand new day, so we're rejoicing in it. Father, we thank you for this day that you've given to us. It's fresh. It's new, brand new. And you've raised us up today to continue walking after you, to continue seeking after you. And Father, we're overjoyed and we're awed at your greatness and your mercy, your tender mercies. Here again, we have one more opportunity to call on your name, to visit with you, to have our lives shine for you brightly, that others may see a great light and know that you are God. They'll be able to walk out and come out of the darkness because there's hope. So we thank you on this day, and thank you for each person that has joined us this morning to lift our voices to you in praise and in prayer, knowing that you are anticipating our arrival, and you're anticipating this appointment, and we are keeping it. So we thank you, Lord, for each person. They're truly friends of yours. Well, I just want to share something, a brief tidbit with us. We are exhorted in the Word of God that we're to hear. It says, he who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches, and that's in Revelation chapter 2 and verse 7. And this word came from Jesus himself, who wrote letters to the seven churches. And it's told to us in Revelation chapter 1 and verse 17 that the first and the last is the Son. He's the Son of Man. He's the Alpha and the Omega. And so he gave us excellent starting places for understanding his commission to us. And he gave commission to his disciples, and by implications, commission to us. So he says, he who has an ear, let him hear. Now, Jesus spoke to the churches in Asia. And the church at Philadelphia is the only one of the seven churches that Jesus had nothing to say negatively about. The others he scolded and exhorted and corrected. The church at Philadelphia was doing several good things, and the church had kept Jesus' word. We see that in chapter 3 and verse 8. And they had not denied his name and had kept his command to persevere. They were to persevere. So Jesus said the church in Philadelphia should do two things. The first one was to hold fast. He said in the 11th verse of the third chapter, hold fast what you have. And he was referring to the things that they were doing to continue to do it, the things that they were doing correctly. Then the second thing he said to them, and which is what we want to key in on this week and today in particularly, is he said, overcome. He who overcomes, I will make him a pillar in the temple of my God. That's verse 12 in the third chapter. Now, unlike holding fast to the good of the past, overcoming places the focus on the present toward the future. Believers such as us should overcome now and continue to overcome in time to come as time goes on. And the significance of overcoming is a mandate for us, and it's a mandate that relates to strategic level spiritual warfare. And I'm just wanting to highlight that for us, that we are to overcome, but it's not overcoming if there's nothing opposing. So the implication is that we're being opposed and we're to strategically overcome that which is opposing us. And what is opposing us? It's the spiritual dark forces. And so I want to close with this. There are rewards for overcoming. To the church at Ephesus, here's what Jesus said. To him who overcomes, I will give to eat fruit from the tree of life, which is in the midst of paradise. That's the seventh verse in the second chapter of Revelation. So that's a reward right there. Then to the church at Smyrna, he said, he who overcomes shall not be hurt by the second death. And that's the 11th verse in the same chapter, chapter 2. Then he said to the church at Pergamos, to him who overcome, I will give some of the hidden manna to eat. That's the 17th verse of the second chapter. Then to the church at Thyatira, he said, he who overcomes and keeps my words until the end, to him I will give power over the nations. That's the 26th verse in the second chapter. Then we see the church at Sardis. He says, he who overcomes shall be clothed in white garments, and I will not blot out his name from the book of life. And that's in the 5th verse of the 3rd chapter. And bringing it home, we also want to note what he said to the church at Philadelphia about overcoming. He says, he who overcomes, I will make him a pillar in the temple of God. And that's in the 12th verse of the 3rd chapter. And finally, the church at Laodicea, to him who overcomes, I will grant to sit with me on my throne. That's chapter 3, verse 21. Now, what has happened in the past to the people of God, we have placed all of these in the future such that they're distant from us, not understanding that they're present and continuing. We're to overcome. That's a process. So this week and this day, you and I have one more opportunity to begin to do strategic level warfare. Strategic meaning that there's a calculated and determined stand against that which opposes God's plan in the earth. And God's plan includes your success and mine, our overcoming the enemy in every circumstance at every level. And you can begin any place. It could be with health in the name of Jesus, because by his stripes we are healed. It could be with finances. He is given to us. He owns the cattle on 1,000 hills. The earth and all the people in it, he owns it. In the area of winning souls, it says, he that winneth souls is wise. And our winning of souls has a lot to do with our shining in the dark, so that others can see. And we can go on and on and on and on. The salvation of your family, your children, you have to stand strategically opposing that which binds them up, so that they can be free. Mothers, don't give up. There's something about a mother praying for her children that no one else can replace. Don't give up. Just stand and pray and pray. I'm the result of that kind of strategic warfare. My mother engaged in it before she went to be with the Lord. So don't relent. Don't give up. Stand in the way of the adversary. Continually face the adversary strategically for your children, for your family. And you say, God promised that me and my household shall be saved. They don't have to be living in your house, but if they're from and out of you, they're part of your household. They're part of your clan. They could be living in another country, if you will. It doesn't matter. They're part of your household. And you can stand on that word. Well, welcome to all of you. You have joined us today, and you're on the Maximum Radio Network, and you're plugged into Global Time with Jesus Christ. And in case I forgot, I'm your host, Aubrey L. Gregory, for the next few minutes. Your lines are open, and we would love for you to share a praise report or a prayer request with us so that we can rejoice with you and also stand with you strategically in your warfare concerning your prayer request. So feel free to join us. We're here. And it's a wonderful day, and it's good morning to you, and welcome. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Your lines are open. You can speak, and you'll be heard. In the name of Jesus, we thank you today. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Praise your name. Praise your name. Lots of us are awake.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hallelujah. Pastor. Welcome.
Good morning, Finn. A blessed Monday morning. Thank God for a blessed and fruitful and victorious weekend. The weekend was so full of God all over. He showed up in such a mighty way. And I just want to thank God for him revealing himself mightily this weekend.
Yes.
I just have a little testimony. During last week, Pastor had, you had dropped a word in our spirit that, you know, everything that we pray for, God is going to answer us. before the end of the week we're going to get results from our prayer. And I had one thing I had particularly prayed for, and it was a situation that my daughter was having with her son's father. And I remember last week she called me sort of distraught, and I ministered to her, and the Lord told me to tell her that the battle is not hers, the battle is the Lord.
Amen.
And I ministered to her, you know, there's several things that you're not fighting in the flesh, you have to fight in the spirit, and the individual is not the individual you're fighting the spirits that are on the individual, so you cannot fight in flesh.
Yes.
And she came up this weekend, she came up for the weekend because we had a celebration of our old church. The pastor invited us to their celebration of this month was
Pastor Appreciation Month.
So we went to our Pastor Appreciation service last night. And it was like God spoke this very said word that I ministered to her during the week. The speaker spoke on the battle is not yours. And I was like, it was such a perfect confirmation to what I had ministered to her on Thursday. And she took her sermon from 2 Chronicles chapter 20, when if Jehoshaphat was going into battle and the Lord told him that this battle is not his, I'm going to be with you. And it was so like it was like directly a confirmation from God of my word to her during the week. And I want to thank God so much for showing himself, just showing up mightily. And,
yes.
You know, I reflect right back on what we prayed for last week, and you ministered to us that God is going to answer every prayer that we pray during last week on the prayer line. And I experienced that this week, and I just want to thank God for proving himself and his word over and over. She's leaving back for Virginia this morning, and I just want to ask the saints to pray for traveling mercy that she will reach back to Richmond safe and full of God. And even the sermon yesterday, she was in church yesterday with me, and even the sermon that Sister Denise preached yesterday was like icing on the cake and everything. And I just want to thank God for everything that happened this weekend, and for him showing up strong and showing up mighty.
Amen. Praise God for that report. That encourages my heart. We know that God is watching over us. Often we don't, we may not see a sign or feel anything, but our faith and our meditation scripture going forward on today is that he is saying, I am man's builder of faith through the ages. And that's taken from Hebrews chapter 11, verse 9 through 10. It says, by faith he dwelt in the land of promise as in a foreign country, dwelling in tents with Isaac and Jacob, the heirs with him of the same promise. For he waited for the city, which has foundation, whose builder and maker is God. So Christ is the builder of faith throughout the ages, and he's still building and working on our faith and building it, establishing it. So today we want to thank God for that praise report. And I would like us to ask for angelic protection today, according to what God has promised in His Word, in the 14th chapter of John and the 14th verse. We will ask the Lord now. Father, we ask You to loose Your angels in great abundance in our presence, the presence of everyone that we are praying for today. And we pray for Sister Christine's daughter, who is traveling back to her home. And we pray today that she will be safe, safe in whatever mode that she's traveling. And we all will be safe today. We speak safety over ourselves, over our relatives, our family, our children, our spouses. We speak safety for our homes, for our properties, for our buildings, for our workplaces as well, that Your ministering angels are dispatched to guard and to protect us and to force out, to drive out, and to cleanse out all evil, wicked, all demonic and tormenting spirits from our presence, from our homes, our cars, our trucks, our properties, even our animals and our workplaces, and force them to the abyss and any replacement thereof that they could not return to our atmospheres, to our environments. Lord, we ask You to create a hedge of protection of angels around each of our minds and loose Your mighty and warring angels around each of us today to protect everything that makes up our individual worlds. We ask You to do this according to John 14 and verse 14. In Jesus Christ's holy name, and to God all the glory is flowed to You from us. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Hallelujah. Thank You, Lord. Praise His name. Praise His name. Well, thank you for joining us. Welcome. Do you have a praise report or a prayer request? We are here and fired up and ready to join you in bringing that before the throne of grace. Just speak and you'll be heard. Your line is open for that today, if you have one, because we're speaking about overcoming, that God wants us to overcome. And overcoming is not possible if there's not opposition. And believe me, neighbor, you're being opposed. Yes. And if you don't sense it right now, don't know it right now, believe me, you will discover that. Is there a praise request? I'm sorry, a praise, prayer report or a prayer request. Now take that. Now someone needs to set the week for themselves and for all concerned. This is the head of the week, so to speak. Technically, yesterday was, but today is in terms of actual action. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Glory to God. Glory to God. We thank You, Father. We thank You for Your presence with us. We thank You for this gateway that we have through the internet to pray and to touch not only our lives, but the lives of others. We pray that everyone that is under the sound of our our activity in prayer today their lives would be expanded. Their tents would be enlarged. Their territory would be enlarged. In the name of Jesus, have your way today, because you are God. You are the one that builds our faith. And so we're relying on you today for extra faith in order to war strategically on the level that you've set us on. You've given us the commission to overcome, and you said there are rewards for overcoming. So we thank you right now, and we bless you in the name of Jesus. And I believe there's a Diana that's online. God positioned you strategically today, right now. And whatever you're believing God for right now, in the name of Jesus, we stand with you. His word said, if two agree on earth, whoever touches and agree, it shall be done. But we are agreeing with you right now for your victory, for your overcoming right now, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, we speak victory into your life right now. Experience expansion in your faith. Experience development of strength that the giants look smaller because they're being reduced right now as God is enlarging you and your capacity to stand in the face of great opposition. God bless you in the name of Jesus. God bless you in Jesus' name. Seize the victory. Hold on to it. Wrap yourself around it. God is fulfilling his promise that he made in his word. Now that you're believing and trusting him, he's fulfilling his promise in your life. The reason he's doing it is not only because you asked, but because he wants others to see what it's like to worship the one true God, the one true King. And that is why he's answering your prayer even now. He's at work. Has nothing to do with how you feel or even what you see right now in the natural. Your eye of faith has secured vision concerning God's promises and his action in your life. So begin to praise him. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Begin to praise him ahead of any manifestation in the name of Jesus. Begin to praise him right now. Thank you
for the mercy. Thank you for this.
You've already received. Yes.
We thank you for your forgiveness, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
You have forgiven us.
Hallelujah.
Seen and unseen.
Yes, the name of Jesus.
Every prayer that
yes.
go up in one
hand,
in your name, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you,
Lord.
Hallelujah.
Because you, there is no other. We thank
praise
you for the victory.
There is no other.
We thank you for our healing. We thank you for salvation. We thank you
yes.
for answering our
yes.
prayer. We thank you, Lord, for help.
Hallelujah.
We thank you for because our strength cometh from you. We thank
yes,
you, Lord,
you only.
For everything
thank you, Lord.
That you have blessed us with. We
yes.
thank
yes.
you for being the
Holy
Messiah. We thank
glory
you for being
God.
The Holy God Nisi. We thank you for being
Jehovah
Lord. We thank you for being Jehovah Shalom, or peace.
Yes, yes,
because
yes. Yes.
We thank you for being Jehovah.
Hallelujah.
Jireh. provider, God, you provide for every need.
Yes, he is.
We thank you for being El Shaddai, the God of more than enough, because you are more than enough.
Thank you,
Lord. We thank you for all who you are. We thank you for being the rock of our salvation.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you for being the lily of the valley. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes. The
thank
name
you for being
Jesus.
Our shepherd,
great.
That you are going to be
name
our
above every other name. Hallelujah.
Yes, glory.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Your name, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
We come before your presence with thanksgiving and into your court with praise.
Thank
you. You are pleased this morning.
Glory
you
to
are
God.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Praise the name of the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you. Mercy because
thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
He's worthy. He's worthy of all our prayers. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father.
We give you the highest praise this morning. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Father.
Hallelujah.
Hands are lifted up.
Oh, we thank you, Lord. We thank you for paying the ultimate price, Lord, of dying on the cross.
Thank you, Lord.
For us, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you for choosing us, Lord, because you chose us, Lord. We thank
Hallelujah.
You.
Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Many are called, but few are chosen.
Hallelujah.
And we thank you for being in the few chosen ones, Lord. We thank you.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Glory
thank
to God.
You.
Glory
thank
to God. Hallelujah.
Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. People of God, I thank you for joining us on this day, this morning.
Let us go with a song into our heart, Lord. Give us a song in our heart, Lord, that we would always be thankful to you, Jesus.
Yes. Hallelujah.
In everything to give thanks, and we give thanks to you even when it's not going how we want it to go, Lord.
That's right.
Because we
Hallelujah.
Know you are everything.
Still, Lord. No matter what. Hallelujah. Yes.
Thank you.
I encourage
you
to invite others to join our prayer program at 6 o'clock Monday through Friday, as you know the time. I encourage those that are outside of the United States, you can Skype us. Come in by Skype. There's a couple of people on now by Skype. You can also join us via your computer. By simply going to our website on Blog Talk Radio and scroll Blog Talk, or rather, it says BTR.com, and you can reach us. But we want to thank all of you, and we're looking forward to a great week.
This will be exceptional week.
And the praise report for this week is awesome things are ahead, because he said, behold, the former things have come to pass and new things I now declare. Before they spring forth, I will tell you of them.
Yes.
Isaiah 42:9. So let your faith be lifted up mightily this week. Keep a song in your heart. Keep the promises of God in your heart. Keep praise on your lips in the name of Jesus. Just speak his word. Not our word, but his word. Because his promises are yea and amen. May God bless you richly this week. Have a successful day.
Hallelujah. Walk in victory and
thank God for your praise. Bring a praise report tomorrow.
Amen. Hallelujah. You are praised. Hallelujah. Amen, Lord. You are our praise, oh God. Yes, Lord. Thank you. Hallelujah. Oh, yes, Lord. Thank you for the new thing you do. Be thankful, God. Great thing. In the lives of man, oh God, right now. Thank you. Hallelujah.